Jesus. I want to use this opportunity to thank the FOC committee for organizing this world conference. Thank the leadership of the church for allowing us to have this. May I just start by encouraging us, both the team and our other leaders in the church. The Bible says, despise not the days of what? Don't be discouraged, don't be despised. This is a great thing that the Lord has started. And the Lord will turn this nation around in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You're wondering why I'm saying the nation. It took ordinary 12 people that Jesus was with, and that were with Jesus, to turn the whole world around. We can't recover from it 2,000 years later. Are we no more than 12 here?
Yes.
I said we will turn this nation around in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. So, we're just going to do a little bit of introduction. My mentors are still going to do justice to the word. They will soon be with us. So we're looking at the God of wonders. The God of wonders. Please pull your Bibles with me to our theme scripture, Psalm 77, verse 4. We're going to read it together. So while we're opening that, I want to welcome our online audience. Thank you for joining us. Let's celebrate our online audience. Thank you for joining us. We are sure you'll be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Psalm 77, verse 14, sorry. Verse 14. Psalm 77, verse 14. Can we read it together at church? One, two, go. Can we read it one more time? One, two, go. The God who does wonders. There is something called formation. There is also something called deformation. And then there's another thing called transformation. God formed. The devil came and deformed. But I'm here to announce to you that the Lord Jesus is here today to transform your life.
Yeah.
Whatever that was formed by God in your life, but deformed by the devil, today there is transformation in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The power, the revelation power, the rhema power in the world will transform you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you answer. Exodus 15:11. Is it only a song? Who is like unto you, O God, among the gods? Who is like thee? Exodus 15:11. Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. What?
Wonders.
It's not that he did wonders. It's continuous. And if you need to understand the context here, they just crossed the Red Sea. You understand? They just crossed the Red Sea. So it should have been the God that just did wonders. But it is also a testimony. They don't know what is ahead yet. They don't know that the wilderness is going to take them 40 years. They don't know that they will get to the water of Mara and it will taste bitter. They don't know that Jericho wall will be standing. But they finished one and they were like, if this is a God doing wonders. The wonders of God is continuous. It's a present continuous tense. Which means it's not that he did wonders. Doing wonders. Behold, I am the God, of all flesh.
Is there anything too hard for me?
possibilities of wonders. How does God work wonders? There are three possible ways God can work wonders. Number one, God can perform wonders directly. Him himself, by himself, requiring nobody, by himself, perform wonders. The parting of the Red Sea, God didn't require anybody's assistance. He just parted the Red Sea. And the children of Israel were like bread, mayonnaise or butter, sandwiches and bread. They were just going. It was not them. It didn't require their efforts. The restoration of Job, God didn't need anybody's permission to restore Job. The Bible says the later end of Job was what? Greater than the beginning. Is there anything too hard for you? So God himself, by himself, can perform wonders directly. And the wonders of God, there was something that happened in Egypt. After one of the, when Moses started the wonders, he threw rod on the floor, on the ground, it became steady. Those guys were like, what are you doing now? What have you done that nobody has done before? They threw that we can do it. What's all this? But it got to a particular one. Even the magicians, what did they say? They said, this one is the finger of God. Such wonders will happen in your life this year. Yeah. That even you, even magicians, these are not people who know their way. They don't know God. These are not prophets. They were not prophets. They were magicians. They were Egyptian magicians. And what did the Bible say? They saw some things and they were like, no, this can only be God. Such a wonder that even atheists will see in your life and they will say that, this can only be God. It will happen in your life.
Amen.
So God can perform wonders by himself directly. Number two, possibilities of wonders. Number two, God can use the ministry of angels. Is there anything
too hard for me?
Acts 12:23. Please help me display that. The ministry of angels. Acts 12:23. Anybody that sees it can read it for me, please. Thank you, man. This was Herod. He gave a great speech. Be careful of people, human beings. It wasn't Herod that said they should praise him. People praised him, but in his heart, they accepted it. But what was the origin of the thing? It was people. Leaders, be careful of people. People, protect your leaders. There was a man, I heard his story long ago. I was quite young. I heard his story that when he ministers, he's so powerful. He's an anointed man of God. When he ministers, you literally see something like fire on his head. You've heard the story before. You literally see fire on his head when he ministers. So his disciples or his proteges, before they introduce him to come and minister, the man started calling him Elijah of our time. And when they started, He rejected, he said he doesn't want. Oh, you know our people. Elijah of our time is here, the man, blah, 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 blah. He said he knows he wants. But that introduction, that phrase, was the one that led to pride getting into him. Help your leaders. Well, the best of us is still men. A man of God, the best man of God is still what?
Man.
Before the of God. So we're talking about ministry of angels. It doesn't know that I did this one. Who did the Bible say smote him?
Angels.
Angels. Bah. And the smiting of an angel, I want us to look at some words, we're still going to get to the creating power of the word of God. The smiting of an angel immediately created worms. How, in biology or in life sciences, how does worm get into a food or a body or whatever? It will take a while. Then it might, because the worms didn't come out. I mean, the worms didn't come from outside. When we see our food and we see fungi grow on it, the fungi didn't come, wasn't imported. It is in that food that just keep the microorganism just keep reproducing before you now see it with your naked eye and start seeing worms. But the smiting of an angel accelerated that process. Just smite, bam, put up. The Bible says Peter was in prison. And the church was praying. I want us to know something. See, when the angel wanted to go and deliver Peter, he spoke to Peter. He told Peter, get up. And what did the Bible say happened? The chains fell off. The angel didn't speak to the chains. The angel spoke to who? Peter. He just told Peter, get up. The speaking to Peter to get up, automatically chains fell off.
Hallelujah.
So the ministry of angels, when you have the word, the creative word of God in your mouth, the angels got the creative word of God, that when he spoke to Peter, automatically chain is the least of his problem. All he needed to tell was Peter to get up, and materials, metal, responded correspondingly. I have said this several times that Genesis 1:3, when God created light in Genesis chapter 1 verse 3, and light appeared, and it, that's the one, and I think it was day 3 or so, or day 4, before the sun, before God created the sun, and scientists told us that the sun is the source of light in our universe. Every of the planets and every of the celestial bodies get their source from the sun. So now, if God created light before he created the sun, which means when God speaks, it doesn't matter the physics, the chemistry, the biology that you want to go, it will just happen. So when the angel carried that same creative power, I will show you now that you have that same creative power in your mouth. When the angel carried that creative power of the spoken word, he just spoke to Peter, get up, chains fell off. He didn't have to speak to the chain. Let me give you one more. This is not about angels, but I want to tell you about the power of the word, of the spoken word, the creative power of the spoken word. When Jesus was going on the lake and there was storm, and there was wind, Jesus woke up, the disciples woke Jesus up. If you look at, especially the King James Version or the NIV Version, the Bible says, he rebuked the wind and spoke to the sea. I'll tell you the difference. He rebuked the wind, spoke to the sea. He didn't rebuke the sea, because it's the sea that will carry them to their destination. The symptom is the wind. So when your child is acting, behaving naughty, to rebuke naughtiness, to speak to your child.
Yes.
Because your child, the naughtiness or whatever is just a spirit. You rebuke that spirit and then you speak to your child. Child, be calm. Sickness, get out. Not you, this sick child. No. It's just a symptom. Do you understand? Rebuke sickness. Speak to your child. When there is challenge on your work, on your job, on your business, don't rebuke your business. Rebuke the challenge. Speak to your business. There is a challenge in your office or at home. You rebuke the wind. Speak to the sea. Because after there was a great calm, they were still on the sea. It's still that same sea that took them to the destination. It didn't even build the sea. Let's go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is someone learning something?
Yes. Yes.
So, possibilities of wonder. Number one.
God can perform wonders by himself.
Yes. Number two.
God can use angels.
Number three. God can use the ministry of men. Thank you, Father. The Bible says about Elijah, when there was famine, the Lord told him to stay by a brook. And God said something, I have commanded a raven to come and feed you. And the raven didn't stop twice a day. Now, when the brook dried up, watch this. When the brook dried up, he said, go to a widow. He didn't just say, go to any widow. And he just go to the widow and go and speak to her. He said, what? I have commanded the widow. We're going to pray that God will command your helpers.
Yeah.
It takes God to command someone before they can favor you. Man is naturally selfish. So that's why the fact that the widow had the last meal. It wasn't just that the widow wanted to be, she was right, she was working under command. Oh my shame, I have commanded the widow to feed you. There are some of your help and your breakthroughs that are in possession of men. A man is holding it. I pray for you today. The Lord will command them to release it.
Yeah.
The ministry of men is a powerful ministry. God can perform wonders through the ministry of men. First and foremost, in that story of Elijah, how come the food that was supposed to feed the woman, before the miracle that the oil never stopped and the middle trough never empty, that meal was to feed the woman and her son. How come it fed three people? She was to cook that meal and two of them eat it and die. But a man came and joined them, and that meal still fed him. In fact, the man said, first do my own. So immediately she responded, the increase started. Because that food was not supposed to be enough for the three of them. Immediately, you know, before the miracle starts happening. But because she was under God's command. See, the man that is going to help you, the man that the Lord has commanded to help you, will have the resources. You know, there are some people that they will tell you, and I really want to help you, but do you understand? The meal was not supposed to be enough for the three of them, but it was enough on that point. The ministry of men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I will go to maybe the second part of my sermon or my message. The word, the works, the wonders. The word, the works, the wonders. We're going to look at God's model of creation. You can write this scripture so that you can just go and study them at home. I hope you know that a lecture like this is not something you finish here and just abandon the notes. You have to get someone, and some of you, this 1 hour or so message, it can take you 3 days to finish it. Because there's a number of things that the Lord will start revealing to you inside it. So this is not a sermon that you just from here go and forget. Now, in Genesis chapter 1, God spoke things to existence. God used the word in creating things. He has created the trees. He spoke that let the ground bring forth tree. Well, in Genesis chapter 2, the Bible says God planted a garden. But he has spoken it into existence. Why did he need to plant a garden? In Genesis chapter 1, he said that the Lord has formed the man out of his ground. Why did he need to now create the man? In Genesis chapter 2. So when you speak to the word, everything you see that we see that is in existence is created twice. Once with the word, the second time with the words. The first time you create it with the word. The second time you create it with what? Works. That is the balance some people don't teach. Just speak. This year is my year of wonders. And you go back home and sleep. What will happen? Hunger, I see that. You will be hungry, sir. Oh, wonders of hunger. Thank you, sir. So, when you speak the word, now, what advantage do we have over those who don't speak the word? Is that when we've spoken the word, we've created it. But all we're just doing with our works is bringing it into manifestation. Calling it out. The Bible says, speaking words not as though they were. Then you go and work it out. So we are using the creative model, the creation model of God Himself. So God used the word to create things, and then use works to make them manifest. God used word to create things and works to make them manifest. 1 John 5, 14 to 15. Thank you. This is the confidence we have that you have in him. That we. Okay, First John. Let me go back. You were there before. This is the confidence we have in approaching God. That if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us, and if we know that He hears us. Whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask. So the foundation of our faith is the knowledge and revelation of the word. We have this confidence that if we ask anything, what will build this confidence in you is because you know the knowledge first and the revelation of the word. The knowledge of the word, one, and the revelation of the word. That is what builds faith. That is what will make someone to know that I know that God hears me. How does one confess that and not doubt it in his heart? Why? Because he said, this is the confidence that we have. What builds that confidence or that faith is the knowledge and revelation of the word. So if you don't have the knowledge of the word, if you don't have the revelation of the word, you cannot have faith. In fact, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you don't have the word of God, you know what you have to do? You turn your pastors to consultants, medical consultants. One of my that is our fathers in the Lord, Pastor Anoido, he said that he doesn't reveal his prophetic aspect so that people, especially his church members, do not turn him to a witch doctor, a native doctor. 2 a.m. Daddy, I saw a cockroach in my room. Should I kill it? Should I spray red on it? I think I should leave it to go. Daddy, I'm going out tomorrow. Should I wear blue or black? Or should I wear the two together? if you don't have the word, the revelation, the knowledge of the word, you're going to start having consultants, spiritual consultants. Or not even spiritual, they are not spiritual consultants, they are like, what can we use to call them? What kind of consultant are you? You're going to be having people consult for you. But when you have the knowledge of the word, 1 John 5, 14 says, this is the confidence. What builds that confidence is the knowledge of the word. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So that confidence says that if we ask anything according to his will. The angel spoke to Peter, chains fell off. You can speak to nature. I don't know if someone is in farming here. You can speak to your crops. You can speak to your livestock. You don't get it. Nature listens to you. Nature listens to you. You are doing piggy. You speak to the pigs. You will not cast your young. You know. If you born 20, but only 5 remain. No. Not in my own farm. You don't get it. In fact, it will get to a place that they say there's a kingdom. What's that thing that affects it? Is it flu as well? Is it flu as well? Swine flu. Swine flu will be coming. It will get to your own bed, jump, and affect others and be going. You don't understand the power you have. This is the confidence. See, I want you to go out of this place having major confidence that if I ask anything, is there anything
to ask for me? Is there anything?
Much more your children. You understand? See, parents, we need to understand the creative power we have. You know, you don't have to be a Christian to bless your children. Just because you are the parents, automatically you can shape the future of that child. This is the confidence that we have. My child cannot be wayward. It's not part of the dictionary. You don't understand? Parents, you speak to your child. Rebuke the stubbornness. Rebuke the sickness. We don't fall sick in our house. You rebuke the sickness. You speak to the child. Child, you're a healthy boy. You're a great son. I'm proud of you. If nature listen to you, if matter, You can speak and metal will collapse. How much more your son, your daughter? Tell your neighbor, nature listens to me. Someone is not confident. Say, nature listens to me. Hallelujah. So once God has breathed his word, your mouth is as creative as the mouth of God. If you have this confidence, once you have the rhema word breathed into you, once God breathes on your mouth, your mouth is as creative as the mouth of God, as the word of God itself. So someone tell your people, go and start creating.
Go and start creating.
Start calling into existence. This is the confidence that we have. See, that confidence cannot be there if you don't know, if you don't have the knowledge, if you don't know what you carry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me use this example, analogy in agriculture, especially in this part of the world. I know that in other parts of the world, this may not be relevant because technology has gone haywire these days. But you know, in Nigeria, we still have dry season farming. We still have farming that, oh, dry season you can plant this one, rainy season you can plant this one. So let's use that. There are places that irrigation will do it. So scientists don't think that far. Let's just think about our traditional farming of dry season and rainy season. You know, you can plant something during the dry season. That seed will not die. But it won't spring, it won't come out. It will still be there, but nothing will come out. And it will wait for rain or water to come. Do you understand? Once there is rain, what is now rains, 2 days after, you just say, what I planted, how many weeks ago, started growing. The same way is the connection between the Holy Spirit and the word of faith. The word is a seed. The Holy Spirit is the one that puts, that waters the seed. That's the reason why the word will not work in the mouth of someone who doesn't have the Holy Spirit. You can't just get this our formula now and go and say you want to go and practice it and you are the holy person. It won't work only way. It doesn't work only way. Yes, that's it. It's a seed. You can be planting the word, you keep planting it. It's a seed. The day you now see that, you feel like this Holy Spirit, but make me say, when you now decide to join us, give your life to Christ, rain now falls on it. Every word you plant, it now starts growing. But in as much as you have not received the Holy Spirit, that word, that thing you are saying, is just like a seed planted during the dry season. God will respect his word. It's a seed. It's just there. It's in the ground. It's there. Is there waiting for rain? If you're a church goer here and you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't give your life to Christ, all these things, it won't work for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Holy Spirit is the rain that burns the word. So let's look at ways we can assess wonders. I have about 8 here. We can do. Let's say how many we can do, because I really want us to have time to pray. Assessing wonders. How do we access wonders? How do we access wonders? Number one, how do you access wonders? Number one, worship. Somebody say that.
Worship.
Matthew 15, 21 to 28. Someone is going to help me read that. Please pass the mic to the person because of our online audience. Matthew 15, 21. I want us to read Amplified Version. Maybe you can display Amplified Version and someone reads for us. No, we can read any version. Or KJV. NKJV. Let's read NKJV. 15, 21. Let's read KJV or NKJV.
Then Jesus went out from there.
Yes.
And departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon.
Yes.
And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region,
mm-hmm.
and cried out to him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed,
yeah.
But he answered her not a word.
She didn't speak a word. The woman came, have mercy on me. Jesus, not even a word. And the disciples, go ahead, man.
And the disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us.
Bros, if you're not going to answer, you didn't, you're not answering this woman. What? Get her here. Yes, next week.
But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Yes.
Then she came and worshipped him.
What?
Saying.
What? She came and did what?
Worshipped him.
She has said the same thing. Have mercy on me. Nothing happened. She doesn't even reply a word. She changed the access code. She came and worshipped him and repeated the same thing. What happened?
Saying, Lord, help me.
What happened?
But he answered and said,
Jesus now answered her,
it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs.
So at least there is progress.
Yes, sir.
You understand? The first time she said the same thing.
No response.
Nothing. She changed the code. She came and worship. Okay? It seems. Yeah, network is coming. Yeah, okay. Now, Jesus responded. Oh, like, at least I've gotten his attention. Yes, next verse.
And she said, yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table.
Yes.
Then Jesus answered and to her, oh woman, great is your faith.
Sorry. This faith. Did the faith just come into this woman? Yeah.
No.
The faith has been brought her to Jesus in the first place. And Jesus knew that she had the faith. Go. That was why she came. But he still didn't answer her. He didn't respond. The faith, it wasn't this verse that the faith appeared. The woman had the faith that Jesus can do these things. But she was using the wrong code. When she changed the code, the access code to worship, wonders happened. Tell your neighbor,
worship.
Even when it seems like your prayers are not being answered, worship. Behold, I am the Lord. Let's just worship him. The God of all men is there with me.
Is there anything to run from me?
Behold,
I am the Lord,
the God of all
men.
Worship. Oh, give him glory. Give him glory.
manifest in your life. In the name of Jesus. I want you to start looking at those things that are impossible with men. Start looking at it in your life. Bring it up. Bring it up. Bring it up. Bring it up. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. The code of possibilities. The password of possibilities.
Thank you, Father. Trusting God for increase. Go and get all the scriptures that has got to do with increase and be swallowing them daily. It's the word. Let's take one scripture and I'll share a testimony. 2 Peter 1, 2 to 3. Amplified version, please. Amplified version. 2 Peter 1, 2 and 3. I'll read from here. Grace and peace. That special sense of spiritual well-being be multiplied to you in the true intimate knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. For his divine power, watch this, this wonder is bestowed upon us all things that is required for a dynamic spiritual life and godliness through what? The true and personal knowledge of Him. The intimate knowledge of the Word of God bestowed upon us all that pertains to life and godliness. The knowledge of the Word gives us access to wonders. The knowledge of the word gives us access to wonders. One of our elders in Abuja, I'll share this story. Mr. Lani knows about this testimony. He slumped at work, went unconscious. It was God that was vomiting blood. So he went unconscious. Now, he was gone. But in his unconscious state, it was his students, a teacher, was in the related exams. It was his students that were telling him later that, uncle, as you went unconscious, you were confessing scriptures. In his subconscious, I told the church, let the word, it is what you eat, it is what bird eats, that bird will carry to fly. And so that's what he said. At that time, he didn't have a phone to call his pastor. In fact, I was at work, I may not even be able to be called. But why? He had scripture. He had the residue of scripture
that even in an unconscious state, you didn't get that? Even when his mind was not conscious, the spirit was conversing scriptures out of his mouth. It was just and God just even used it as a mission. God had missions there. It was that event eventually became a missionary trip. Because his school is a very top high league school, and they are a neutral school. They don't do religion, they don't do Islam, they don't do Christianity, they don't do some good, they don't do anything. So you cannot. So all the children now went back home and told their parents, our uncle collapsed today, he slumped. And even in his unconscious state, he was confessing scriptures. All the brothers and everybody, we didn't know that yet. Thank the Lord. We thank the his hospital room became a missionary headquarters. Everybody was trooping there. The word. Swallow the word. Eat the word. It is when you have the word richly, let this word richly dwell in you. When you have the word of God that dwells in you richly, there is nothing you cannot face. If you are trusting God for provision, go and get scriptures that's got to do with provision. Swallow them like multivite. Shebi,
I do tell my mom when I was still living with them, when they say that, please do you have paracetamol there?
And I wonder, why will I have paracetamol in case I will have a headache? How? Do you understand? You are already anticipated, so you buy, but how will I have paracetamol? I can't have headache. So, some of us, we take multivites in case, I know something, they don't sell medication inside Molbeck. In the days of Molbeck, those one medication that cures 75 things, everything. We just buy it, some of us just buy it, and they said it's doing this. You don't have that ailment though, but you are taking it as a preventive measure. If you can be doing that for pharmaceutical drugs, you don't even know where they manufactured it. You just trust the guy. Yes, you know where they manufactured this one.
Yes.
Take the word like multivites every day. Take it like multivites. Let me just share one with you. He said, I will bless your going out and your coming in. What does that mean? Yes, I love that. But I want us to break it down so that our kids can get it. No. He means that he said he didn't say I will only bless your going out. He said I will bless your going out and your coming in. It means that when I go out, I'll be coming. Hold on. When I go out, don't touch me, my father. Thank you. Sure. When I go out, I will come in. Eat the word. When you eat the word, when we read that this is that confidence, this is the confidence that we have, that when we ask him anything,
yes, sir.
It's because you've not read. You look at a typical student who has read for exam. We know them, all those A students, they read for exam. Before the exam, how did they look? Confidence. When you have the word richly dwell in you, you will be confident. So turn the scriptures to multivites. And actually, it's multivite that we take. No, supplements. It's supplements. Sorry, that's all. I don't know medication. I don't take it. So that, I'm not blaming those who take it. But supplement, you take some supplements ahead. Turn the scriptures to your supplements. You are looking for fruit of the womb. Go and take all the scriptures that has got to do with fruitfulness in the scripture, in the Bible. Start eating it every day. Before you wake up, when you wake up in the morning, eat it before you go to bed. Start confessing it, start eating it like supplements. Let's take one more and then we'll pray. Accessing wonders, number three. Communion. Communion. I will just expose this a little bit. Exodus 12, 1 to 8. If you see, please read for us. This was when God was instituting the Passover. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 to 8.
Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, "This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons. According to each man's need, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month.
Okay.
Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight.
Okay.
And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorsteps and on the lintel of the houses where
so,
they eat it.
Step number one, when they kill the lamb, they use the blood to do what? To mark the lintel of their house. Follow me, yes?
Then they shall eat the flesh on that night.
Now, step number two is what? Okay, so you can sit down. And don't worry, it's a long read, so don't worry, we know the story. Now, let's assume for our Sorosoke mindset. Maybe if I don't, the Bible has said there was an instruction that if you don't use the blood to mark your lintel, so that when the angel of destruction is coming, it will pass over you. So, if anybody doesn't use the blood to mark their lintel, what happens to the person? The person will be killed. So, it's easy for the Sorosoke generation to understand that, okay, I don't want to die, I will put it. But why must they eat the meat? There was no instruction. So, it's possible that I partake in the blood and not partake in the meat. What will happen to the person? I'll show you. The Bible says they went in the wilderness for 40 years and none of them was feeble. Why? What they ate. So, if you had used the blood, angel of destruction will not kill you that night. And if you didn't eat the meat, when we are going in that journey in the wilderness, what will happen? You'll be food. Don't ever miss Holy Communion service. Let me continue that testimony of our brother. So, the brother had a very huge ulcer wound in his stomach. That was why he fainted. He was stooling pure blood for almost 3 days. Vomited blood. He has lost a lot of blood. In fact, when they went to do nausea, is it endoscopy or something? That they went to take a picture of his stomach lining. Is it endoscopy? Yeah. The man asked him, "What church do you attend? That you're not supposed to be alive." Very massive wound. So they needed to do blood transfusion for him because he has lost a lot of blood. They brought the first pint of blood. His body rejected it. I was almost scared. But hope they didn't make mistake. Is it your blood type, your resource factor, all those things? It's the same. So they calmed him down. After about a couple of hours, they brought the second pint of blood. His body rejected it. So they wouldn't give him blood. I just want to save the Holy Communion. Sir, he didn't take one drop of blood. Holy Communion every day for 5 days restored all his blood. These things work.
They work.
These things work. If you don't eat, it's what you eat. What are you eating? This year, so it's just 12. If I can make it more than 12, eat it. What we eat. The Bible says about Elijah, this is where I'll close. We'll pray. Because I want us to pray. Elijah was sleeping, was exhausted, and the angel woke him up. Eat, for the journey is far. The Bible says he ate that bread, and he went in the energy of that one meal for how many days? What are you eating? The power of communion. We access wonders. There is no only communion service that you should not tie to something. Even if it is to tie it to be a supplement, like is a preventive, you don't have anything you're asking for, or is a preventive, take it as supplement. Take it with faith. The communion, powerful. Our fathers have told us, you know, and this, let's tell our children. Our fathers told us, that's the power of communion. Because I was confused. And until someone has been stooling blood for about 2-3 days, his blood level was low. So today too. And as if, when I served in the first one, so he told me that the doctor came at night. I just told him that, this is where your body they reject all the blood. I mean, the only blood of Jesus, your body they take me, and we will serve him only communion in the afternoon. This man has this. Access wonders. 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 Job chapter 1. I'll wrap this up. I'll wrap it up with this. Job chapter 1. Let us read the first few verses. Job, okay, maybe go to like verse 3. Get to know about verse 5. Job chapter 1, verse 5. Well, Job, the Bible says Job was rich, blah 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 blah. Yes. Job will send to sanctify. Okay. So Job's children, they went to throw a party and blah blah blah. Job was scared that they might have done something simple. So he will quickly go and offer burnt offering. He said, it may be that my sons have sinned against God in their hearts. So he did this regularly. As a scare, as a fear, we don't know what these people might have done.
His prayer was basically in fear.
In fear, thank you, sir. Please go on. Next one. Now, the sons of God were gathered. Yes, next verse. And God asked Satan, have you considered my servant Job? And Satan said that what? Next verse. What did Satan? Next verse. Please help me read it.
And the Lord said to Satan.
Yes. No, next one.
Nine.
So when Satan said, it doesn't fail you for nothing. Why is because why? Have you not made around who? How many people?
Around him.
One.
And around all that he has on every side.
Job was scared that he doesn't have an edge. Maybe these children have done something. Maybe the devil can attack the children. Whereas the devil even knows he can't touch any of the things Job has. Don't be scared of what you don't have. What you have is plenty. You have made an edge around him, around his household, around everything. I don't tell people, my spoon cannot get missing. My spoon, my own spoon, my fork, my knife cannot get missing. It's not permitted to be missing. Because the Lord has made an edge around all I have. When the calamity happened, Job 3:25, he said, the things that I fear. Okay, thank you, sir. For the things I greatly fear, focus on what you have. You have more things than you don't, than the things you don't have. Raise your hand, say in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be hungry in the kitchen. That's going to be our first prayer. Bible says about Haggai. Haggai's son was going to die of thirst beside a pool of water. It took God to open our eyes. That is the only reason. What kind of irony would that be? That your son died of thirst beside the pool of water. Say in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be hungry in the kitchen. Come on, begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes to see the things I have. Open my eyes to see the things I have. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let the spirit of revelation fall on me. Open my eyes, open my eyes, Jesus. Open my eyes, open my eyes, open my eyes, open my eyes, Jesus. Open my eyes, open my eyes, open my eyes, open my eyes. Oh, Ephraim, your eyes are open. Your eyes are open. The spirit of revelation rests on you. Jesus, the spirit of revelation, the spirit of revelation, the spirit of revelation, the spirit of revelation, the spirit of revelation. Pray, 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 pray.
Oh! Worship, worship, worship.